Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic that's really important in physics, units and dimensions. You might be wondering, what's the big deal about units and dimensions? Well, it's actually crucial to understand how physical quantities relate to each other, and that's what we're going to dive into. So, let's start with the basics. A dimension expresses how any physical quantity relates to the seven fundamental bases: length, mass, time, temperature, electric current, luminous intensity, and amount of substance. Now, here's the interesting part: each of these fundamental quantities has a unique unit and symbol associated with it. For example, length is measured in meters, mass is measured in kilograms, and time is measured in seconds. You might be thinking, what about other physical quantities like area or force? How do they relate to these fundamental bases? Well, that's where things get really cool. Every derived quantity can be written as a unique product of these base dimensions raised to integer powers. For instance, area is just length squared, and force is mass times length divided by time squared. This is really important, because it helps us understand how different physical quantities are connected. Let's think about this for a moment. If we know the dimensions of a physical quantity, we can figure out how it relates to other quantities. This is called dimensional analysis, and it's a powerful tool for solving problems in physics. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, but what about all the different units we use in physics? Don't worry, we'll get to that in a minute. First, let's look at some examples of derived quantities and their dimensions. We have acceleration, which is length divided by time squared. We have linear momentum, which is mass times length divided by time. And we have energy, which is mass times length squared divided by time squared. Notice a pattern here? Each of these quantities can be expressed in terms of the fundamental bases, and that's what makes dimensional analysis so useful. Now, let's talk about units. We have different units for different physical quantities, like meters for length, kilograms for mass, and seconds for time. But we also have other units, like torr for pressure, and ampere for electric current. The key thing to remember is that all of these units can be expressed in terms of the fundamental bases. For example, 1 torr is equal to 1 millimeter of mercury, which is a unit of pressure. And 1 atm, or atmosphere, is equal to 760 torr, or 10 to the 5 pascals. So, how do we use all of this information? Well, one way is to use dimensional analysis to solve problems. For instance, if we know the dimensions of a physical quantity, we can figure out how it relates to other quantities. We can also use dimensional analysis to check our units, and make sure we're using the right ones. This is really important, because it helps us avoid mistakes and get the right answers. Let's think about this for a moment. If we're trying to solve a problem, and we're not sure what units to use, we can use dimensional analysis to figure it out. We can look at the dimensions of the quantities involved, and use that information to determine the right units. This is a really powerful tool, and it's used all the time in physics. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, but what about all the different formulas and equations we use in physics? Don't worry, we'll get to that too. The key thing to remember is that all of these formulas and equations can be expressed in terms of the fundamental bases. And once we understand how to use dimensional analysis, we can apply it to all sorts of problems. So, let's summarize what we've learned so far. We've talked about the seven fundamental bases, and how they relate to physical quantities. We've discussed how to use dimensional analysis to solve problems, and how to check our